Many people are returning to school and the office and finding themselves with less time. So we thought it would be nice to hear from cooks and chefs about simple recipes you can make in a pinch.
I think the great thing about vegan cooking is that you don't have to be vegan to cook vegan food or to eat vegan food.
That's Chef Danny Bowen. His new book is called Mission Vegan, Wildly Delicious Food for Everyone. As you've probably figured out by now, it's a vegan cookbook, but Bowen isn't a vegan chef. His last cookbook had a meat dish that takes 2 days to prepare.
There's like a duck recipe that requires a couple gallons of duck fat and like some potting clay, like some clay, and you have to wrap it in clay and a lotus leaf and bacon. But that's where I was at that time in my life.
Right now, though, not so much. He's juggling being a chef, restaurateur, and dad, so he appreciates simpler recipes.
But for this book, it was really fun and also challenging to make something that I could put out that my dad in Oklahoma, who still lives there, could go to a market, procure all the ingredients, and go home and make a dish, and it not take a couple of days. I think the duck recipe in the last book required like 2 to 3 days. Total time. And that's how a lot of restaurant recipes are. They take multiple days of prep and planning. And most of these recipes can be thrown together in an hour and using like, you know, 5 or 6 ingredients.
One of his favorites from the book is the pasta pomodoro.
I make once a week at my house. I make pasta pomodoro for me and Mino and my girlfriend, Sarah. And it's the simplest recipe. It just requires like, you know, a handful of really good ingredients. There's like a knife cut noodle recipe, like a hand cut noodle recipe. And it's just semolina flour and water. And you knead it, you let it rest, you roll it out, and then you cut it with a knife. Very simple.
And he designed the sauce to be simple too. All it takes is heating up some canned plum tomatoes with some extra virgin olive oil, garlic, and fresh basil. But when he's really in a pinch, he turns to an even simpler recipe.
It's called budae jjigae, but it's essentially a stew, and it was created after the Korean War. And the dish traditionally incorporates a lot of processed meats and like things that are very shelf-stable.
For his version, you can find most of what you need at home.
It's based around an instant noodle. So I always have instant noodles in my pantry. I have most of these ingredients, a can of beans. There's always some tofu in the fridge. You can have dried or fresh mushrooms. I always have some, you know, Korean, the seaweed, like the roasted seaweed snacks. And yeah, there's always some sort of like herb in my fridge that's kind of like needs to be used.
He says the beauty of the dish is you can use whatever ingredients you have in your pantry. Once you have them, it's simple to pull together.
Put all the ingredients into this casserole, like a casserole dish cold, and then bring it to a boil. And when you go to restaurants, oftentimes you get it this way. A lot of times you'll crack a raw egg into, or an egg into the casserole as you're cooking the stew. So in order to like kind of match that fatty unctuousness, we incorporate seasoned sesame paste or just like tahini that's been thinned out with a little bit of water. And it works really well. It makes a really creamy, delicious broth.
That's Chef Danny Bowen. His cookbook, Mission Vegan, Wildly Delicious Food for Everyone, is out now. And for more quick meal ideas, check out npr.org. There you will find Danny Bowen's recipes for pineapple kimchi and fragrant chili fried rice.